Well, great to see every one of you. Really good to see you all. I really, you know, I wasn't here last week, but still pray for the church when I'm not here. Pray you've had a good week. You have a good week ahead as well. Good to see visitors amongst us. Once again, you're really welcome. That's my coffee. I think you're wanting your orange juice. Is that right? Yeah. I wondered whose it was. We've been looking at a series on the Lord's Prayer. Well, we've begun a series of prayers of the New Testament. And we're beginning with what's known as the Lord's Prayer. We've looked at some things about it, and we're up to a particular section in it today. As I said in a previous week, when we read it in context, we see that Jesus was praying. We don't know what the disciples saw, or did they hear something? We don't know, but I get the feeling they were watching him. Maybe they heard him praying, I don't know. But when he finished, they were wanting to be able to pray like that. They saw something that they desired. Was it an intimacy with God? Was it a knowledge of God? Was it a sense of God touching his life? We really don't know. But whatever it was, they saw something that they desired. And they said, please teach us to pray. And then he opened it by giving them the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. Some translations say trespasses, don't they, or sins. Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This morning, we are simply looking at the part that says, give us today our daily bread. We've looked at some of the other phrases before that, but today we'll look at this one phrase. Give us today our daily bread. Well, just to get our minds working, how about, can we list, how many types of bread can we list that we know of? Any suggestions? Shall we start with your favorite? Anybody going to tell us? Banana bread? Or naan bread? Okay, then, naan bread. Oh, that's a curry lover. Okay, then, naan bread. Anybody else? Another? A loaf of bread. Okay, it's a bit boring. I was there. Walnut bread. Sorry, should I have been more diplomatic about that? Right then. Walnut bread, soda bread, sourdough bread. Any others? Olive bread. I do like olive bread. Place in Shambles says really good olive bread, yeah. What about the German stuff? Any pumpernickel. That's some of the black bread isn't a pumpernickel. Any that we haven't thought of?
Dumpler.
Who? What? What bread?
Damper.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah. It's the stuff that the people make when they're travelling and stuff like that. Right. What was the point of that? Actually, not a lot now that I look at it. It was just to make sure that you were all awake. I tell you what, though. It says, give us today. Give us. The prayer turns at this point. After the opening phrases that were all Godward, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is to heaven. Very much Godward, although concerned about the world, but now a personal request, a petition as we call it, of personal need. The prayer turns at this point. Is this a pattern to follow? You know, I've wondered that, obviously, starting with worship, which is then followed by requests. I don't know what you do in your prayer. It's my habit in my own prayer. I find that this is what I've been doing all these years. I do tend to start prayer with worship and thanksgiving. I find it places me in a better context with God. Through worship, I've enlarged my understanding of who God is, what God is, which prepares me to believe that he can meet my need. It also, of course, places me, and I'm using old-fashioned phrases here, it places me at the foot of the cross. You know what I mean? It places me, by beginning with the worship and thanksgiving, I'm bowing before God. I'm not making myself greater than him or too great. I'm bowing. You know, somebody, a person who has humbled themselves can never be humiliated because they've already humbled themselves. And in prayer, we are always meant to do that, to humble ourselves in his presence. And I find that the worship and thanksgiving does that. Thanksgiving, although not really outlined in this particular prayer, but in the context of worship, you know, gratitude and expressing gratitude to God, it sets our needs in context, doesn't it? How about for a few moments around your tables, would you like to share with one another, is there anything that you've been asking for recently? Not bread, but, you know, it's give us this day. Is there anything that you've been praying about? Would you like to share it with those around you? If it's something that you feel, you know, as a table is really relevant, perhaps you can pause for a moment and pray for that very thing. Go on, you've got about 3 minutes or something to do that. Have you been asking for anything presently? And would you like anybody to pray about that round your table? I'm not going to ask for any feedback. That wasn't the intention there. I just hope that was good fellowship together. And perhaps some were able to receive prayer as well. Let's continue then. So the phrase that we're looking at today is, give us today our daily bread. Maybe because I've been looking at this prayer recently and sermon preparation, I've been using this phrase in prayer recently, this week in fact. I found that I enjoyed using this phrase repeatedly as a way of meditating, sort of, you know, chewing over the truth of it. And I found myself praying this, not about bread literally, but just about provision generally. I wasn't conscious of any particular need I had, thank God. Not short of money or something like that. There wasn't a particular need, but I was just sensing it was about all my needs and acknowledging that God is the source of all that I have, all that I need. So when I was praying, give me this day, give us this day our daily bread, give me this day my daily bread, in one sense, I was asking, and another sense, I was almost confessing that he is giving, and I'm rich. I share that simply to say we don't need to use this whole prayer complete all the time. We can take phrases, and we can use those phrases in meditation, in reflection, in prayer. And by repetition, I don't mean, as the Bible talks about, vain repetitions that mean nothing. But by meditating and repeating it, allowing our faith to rise, our understanding to expand, and feeling that we're experiencing a greater power in this prayer. Of course, we sometimes hear people that are very confident about what they have. You know, some business person, you know, I wrote it down what I would say. Yes, I built my business from nothing. Nobody helped me. Nobody else contributed. I worked for all I have. I've done it all myself. And I have met people like that. But of course, for a believer, we're going to want to acknowledge that, well, I want to acknowledge that all I have and all I am comes from him. Amen. And what about the business person who says, ah, oh, but I did this, I did that. Yeah, but what about every seemingly chance encounter? What about whatever seeming good opportunity that came along? Who brought that? And for a believer, yes, we want to acknowledge that all we are, all I am, comes from him. But also every chance encounter, chance inverted commas, every so-called chance encounter I've had, strength of my body, skill of my hands, function of my mind, it all comes from God. We've got to remind ourselves of this, haven't we? In fact, you and I are one breath away from death. How about that for a cheerful thought? No, a better way of putting it is what I had in my notes. I depend upon God for my next breath. I depend upon God for my next heartbeat. Now, do we have any smart aleck here who's going to say, I've got a pacemaker, so I'm all right? You know, yeah, well, do we? I don't think we do have anybody. Anyway, you know, be stuff, going to make sure the batteries are okay. But anyway, we do. We depend upon God for our next breath, our next heartbeat. Our times are in his hands. All that we have is from him. We are made more powerful in faith when we realize that although everything depends upon him, we are joined. We are joined to him. We are connected to him. The person who thinks they're powerful but doesn't understand then a connection to God, they are the ones that are weak and are missing out on resources. Next thing for you to discuss on the tables, it says, give us today our daily bread. Now, Jesus gave them a model prayer. But he didn't say, give me. He used the plural. He said, you will pray like this. He didn't say, give me today my daily bread, although you and I can pray it that way. But he gave it in the plural. Give us our daily bread. Who do you think he might have meant when he said us? Who is us? Who do you think he might want us to think about when we pray, give us? Now, I'd be interested in what your thoughts are on about that. Go on, maybe 3 minutes or so about that. And let's see if you can come up with some wisdom that enlightens us all. We'd like to know about this. Just another minute, and then maybe we can have some feedback. Well, then, who wants to go first and tell us? Any thoughts? Who could the us be in this prayer? What do you think Jesus originally intended? Any guesses about that? What do you think Jesus intended first when... You must think he's a prisoner over there. So, any thoughts? Any thoughts? Which table wants to go first? Did he come to any conclusions? Right, Rob? Right, so he's saying that the us is that God wants us to understand that the provision is not just from him to us, but for everybody.
Yeah, and sometimes we might provide other people.
And we might be the source of their provision. Any other thoughts? Very good. I've got that in my notes. We're coming to that. But what about the us, though? Why not? Because he didn't say give me, but he said give us.
Yeah,
so it's for everyone. Okay, then. Anybody else want to say anything before I start back at my notes again? Well, I was thinking about this, and... In the book that I said I'd be using as some sort of outline, the Donald Coggan book, he's saying, because I was thinking, was it this prayer, right? He said, pray like this. Now, I assume he didn't just say that, he wasn't just saying that to those disciples there, but I do assume that he was giving them a model prayer that later Christians would pray, because, yeah, we know by leading of the Holy Spirit, that was what happened. Christians prayed it, and we haven't done the centuries. But was that prayer intended to be used by Jesus primarily as a prayer for the gathering of Christians by a believing community? I'm thinking his use of the plural, give us, indicates that it was intended to be used by a believing community. Not that we're not allowed to use it as individuals as well. But then, give us our daily bread. Is it a prayer for each individual that's praying it? Is it a prayer for all believers? A prayer for the whole of the church, which would go along with the idea of Jesus being the bread of life, and may we all experience this? Or is it a prayer of provision for the whole globe? And reading about it, people have various views on this. I conclude that perhaps it can be used in all of these ways. Moving on, bread. Give us our daily bread. Now, we know that in the culture then, and in Western culture, bread sums up food, what is needed, you know. Now, in some African countries, they have that stuff. We had it here in one international meal, I remember. It was a bit like solid semolina. What was that called? Anybody know what? Any of you Africans can tell us? It's what? Powdered yam. I think it probably was that. And it was like a... It looked a bit like mashed potato, but didn't taste like it. Yeah. Right. So I know that's a staple in certain cultures. And then, of course, in Asian cultures, it might be rice. So maybe if Jesus had been speaking in a different culture, he might have said, you know, give us our daily rice. I don't know. But we know it's meant to be summing up nutrition, summing up all that we need, all that we can trust God to provide for. But some would say that it's also a prayer for spiritual nourishment as well, because the prayer was given to a believing community, and that believing community were also given the information by Jesus that he was saying, I am the bread of life. So that's in John chapter 6. Got it here. John chapter 6, verse 35, where Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. So Jesus is declaring to be the source of all spiritual nourishment. In fact, not just the source, but to be spiritual nourishment, the bread of life. In one of the meanings, when we take communion and take the bread, it's a symbol of that Jesus is our nourishment as well. There are many, you know, layers of meaning in communion. So our prayer can be that may you nourish me, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Give me this day, Lord, the nourishment I need, not just on my table, but in my spirit as well. This week, why not use this prayer this week as a prayer for spiritual nourishment? You can be saying, Lord, give me my daily bread. Please give me my daily bread, meaning Jesus, the bread of life, spiritual nourishment, something of faith, something of his character and his strength and his presence in your life. And the last point I've got, daily. Give us today our daily bread. Now, for centuries, Christians will have been interpreting that and meaning it's good to submit to God daily for all our needs, and trust God for our daily needs. But I think it was in the 20th century that somebody came across a document, an ancient document in Egypt. It turned out to be nothing of the Bible. It turned out to be a housekeeper's book. But it was written in New Testament Greek. Now this word, and I know nothing about Greek, actually Helen does, so, but I won't ask her now, she looks like she's busy. The Greek word, I'm going to try and pronounce it, is epiosios, and I'm told it's a very rare word. It's not used anywhere else in the whole of the New Testament, only in this place. And for centuries, Christians had no more information about it until this housekeeper's book was discovered. And because of that book, we now have an extra understanding of this scripture. It turns out that the daily bread was the portion that was set aside to be given to slaves, to soldiers, to laborers. It wasn't just the bread that would be given to them, but it was their portion that was set aside. That which was measured for them, it was their measure, their portion. So when I'm praying, give me this day my daily bread, I'm saying, Lord, may that which has my name on it be released to me. May that which you have determined is for me, please, may it be released to me. Some may already be thinking, well, if it's going to be mine, why do I need to ask anyway? He's going to give it. Well, the rules are we're meant to pray. And we are able, therefore, to say, that which is mine already, Lord, it's mine, but I haven't received it yet. May it be released to me in Jesus' name. Give me this day my daily bread. Give me this day that portion which is mine. Matthew chapter 6 talks about being anxious and Jesus saying, don't be anxious for tomorrow. Matthew 6, 30 from verse 31. Where is it? Verse 31. And he says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Yes, we're not meant to worry, but we're meant to pray. And the model prayer is, give us this day our daily bread. Now, to close with, would you like to close your eyes with me? We're going to pray. And will you be saying, okay, I'll do the words, but you can be thinking in your own, you can be praying in your own thoughts. Lord, this week, that which has my name on it, please release it to me. Give me this week my daily bread. That provision, Lord, which is for me. Is it healing? Is it spiritual nourishment? Is it finances? Is it an answer? An answer. You know, you've been asking wisdom and say, God, will you speak? Is it a word from God you've been asking for? We can say, Lord, give us this day that provision which has my name on it. And this week ahead, Lord, help me to pray this prayer and receive my daily bread. And perhaps as well, before I say the amen, you can be thinking of what you will bring to him this week in prayer. What you will trust him for this week in prayer. And let's believe that we serve a God who is generous and who provides. And so, Lord, we commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. So you remember the different announcements and stuff like that. Have a great week.